In many ways, it made perfect sense that my family of Russian dolls would make its way to an area of the country that included small regions collapsing inside a bigger region known as the Bay Area. This West Coast territory housed many smaller cities, such as Los Altos, Berkeley, Palo Alto, Sunnyvale, and Los Gatos, fitting one inside the other, like matryoshka dolls. Inside the Bay Area nested a fragrant basin of orchards, Santa Clara Valley. Within Santa Clara Valley was an even smaller city, San Jose. And inside of that still undeveloped valley sat a suburb known as Willow Glen. Further embedded in the Willow Glen community sat a tract of housing referred to as the Fair Glen Eichlers. That's where we settled. In the early 60s, San Jose's Willow Glen community contained very few willow trees in its glen, but it did have an abundance of cherry and apricot trees. Santa Clara Valley was an expanse of orchards, and Willow Glen was the valley's sweet spot, an aromatic oasis of blossoms and pungent agriculture. A burst of azure painted the Bay Area sky, a blue typically found on those paradise-saturated postcards from Tahiti or Hawaii. But then the bulldozers came, and my family moved into one of the unique neighborhoods that sprouted amid the treadmarks. The housing development we moved into was called the Eichlers. My father had purchased our new Eichler home sight unseen. An artist's rendering was all he needed to sell him on this distinct spaceship of a shelter that materialized like something out of a Saturday morning episode of The Jetsons. What could possibly go amiss in a place that sounds as lovely as Willow Glen, where living promised to be as exciting as a moon landing, and streets all had pleasant names? I lived on Fairgrove Court, which was off of Fair Lawn Avenue, which was off of Fair Glen Avenue, which was off of Fair Orchard. You get the idea. These unique homes with their airy central atriums were a space-age suburban oasis. In the 50s and 60s, Joe Eichler and his team of out-of-the-box architects designed and built homes unlike any others. They zigged where other homes zagged. Each dwelling was bathed in light. But the house was more than a structure. For me, it was a fifth family member with its own distinct soul. Our Eichler home was its own breathing being. A builder today couldn't replicate its spirit because it was synonymous with a time when space travel and Jetson-style modern living was at our doorstep. My childhood home was in the cul-de-sac of Fairgrove Court in Willow Glen, a cluster of mid-century modern Eichler homes that mimicked Peyton Place. It was an alcove chock full of nuts, drama, wild parties, babysitting co-ops, and infidelity. Neighbors didn't schedule their visits. They dropped in and shared juicy gossip or a fevered political outburst over coffee or cocktails. Everyone was acquainted with everyone else in this small community overflowing with children, creativity, and bicycles hastily abandoned on driveways at dinner time. An intriguing cast of characters, including authors, artists, musicians, philosophers, poets, politicians, professors, and architects, became my neighbors. The 10 homes in my U-shaped block circled like Conestoga wagons against the urban sprawl creeping across the South Bay. My neighbors celebrated with block parties in the summer, Christmas caroling in the winter, and a variety of garden parties and evening shindigs all year round. Modern living in Willow Glen was trendy, yet easily attainable and certainly affordable. A down payment was $1,000. My family moved into our home in the 60s when a residence could be had for $19,000 and some pocket change. Soft shapes, clean lines, dirty martinis, and cool Tom Collinses. That's what the San Jose Eichlers were all about. Even the phrase mid-century modern, coined by journalist Kara Greenberg around 1984, hinted at the new and old mixed together like rum and coke. Only now, decades later, I realized that an Eichler life was for the fortunate few, the sons and daughters of the 60s situated in this narrow slice of subculture. At the time, however, we had no idea how blessed the flower children of the cherry orchards were.